Well, yes, it's a cool season. Well, you know, they're a summer flower in up north Chicago when it gets way too cold. And but they do best when they're planted in the fall here, and they grow all winter and spring. And I found out in 1977 when it rained every other week all summer that if it rains, they'll live all summer. But people say, I'll water them. I said, no, I said rain.
Yeah,
I didn't say water. Total difference between rain and San Angelo or West Texas water.
That water that comes up from the heavens is a lot better water, isn't it?
It's better.
And you can tell, and it is huge. But, okay, what should we... Okay, now we're in September.
Okay. People have been coming in... Okay, fall is a good time to plant when it gets cooler.
So wait a little bit still.
Yeah, whenever that is, I hope it's soon, but it may be October before it gets really cooler. When the highs are in the low 90s, and that's just the high, that's the peak of the day.
Right.
So it's in the 80s the whole day until plants can handle that. Planting trees, one thing I tell people that want to plant a tree right now, I said, but what if your wife breaks her arm and you're distracted for 2 or 3 days and it's 100 degrees outside and you don't water the tree? Well, it could really be set back. So why don't you just wait a couple more weeks, you know, maybe until October and plant then. And then when it's cool and something happens in life and you forget to go do it or you can't or whatever, it isn't as stressed. That makes sense, right?
Yeah. So we want to wait for plants and for trees.
I would.
What about grass?
No, grass, the warmer it is. Grass likes heat.
Okay.
And really, in my opinion, my experience, and what I've been taught, seeding Bermuda is really past time. You can get it up now, but to get it to run and be coarse where it can make it through the winter is doubtful from this point on.
So you need to go ahead and buy the sod and put it down?
Yeah, you can.
But because that was the house I was telling you about, that she did the backyard, the front yard, I'd never seen so many stickers in my life. I mean, I think it was just solid stickers. So we mowed it all the way to the dirt, scalp it, and then you're saying we need to put sod on that.
Well, one thing sod does, if you just clear it off and seed it, if it was a month ago and you did that, well, you'd raise more stickers and grass it together. The good thing about sod, it's more expensive, but you got a carpet that with no weeds.
And I hate stickers. They love me.
You're talking about the sand spur or those flat ones?
I'm talking the
green flat ones or the ones that hurt worse coming out.
The little ball ones with the thorns all over them.
I think that you're talking about the spurs. They hurt. Yeah, they're all bad.
And I got a little furry dog. You know, so it's worth doing it to get them. Okay, now let's talk about some planting. I'm just telling you this. I'm going to use this example because I think I've seen several houses. They have a lot of cement. So and I think it's too much. You know, I didn't design this one. We had it. You need to break it up. So Claire's thinking maybe we get these huge pots, like the ones I got from you. There's some from office, big ones, about 5 years ago, a long time ago.
Are they still okay?
They're still perfect. And I like the real pot. I don't like the plastic ones. I know everybody has the difference. They're lighter. I just don't like them. I like the real
ceramic and clay.
The ones that you have to get your buddies to help you move and, you know, that kind of stuff. But I told her, we get the biggest one you said. She was talking about putting a crepe myrtle in them. Is that good or bad? I think bad.
Well, you have to consider, in the summer when they're blooming and they're not too big, they're beautiful. But
they get big fast.
They can get big, but you can always cut them back. And then they're bare all winter. But you know, if you cut them back and you just had the sticks, some people actually put sticks in pots indoors.
That doesn't sound good to me.
No, they do. And it's sort of a oriental... you know, arrangement.
That's what put bottles on their front yard.
Some people do that too. That's right. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder, Scott.
So what would you put, if you have a house, a lot of brick, a lot of cement in the front door, what plant would you put in two big old pots to break it up, to give some diversity?
That's
bush?
If you want green all year round, but some people want color. If you had a real colorful pot, you might put a green bush in it. Like a pittosporum or Waxley's ligustrum or something, you know. Some bushes you can kind of prune up a little bit and put some pansies underneath in the winter thing. But some just green, it can be pretty if the pot's real busy and pretty. So, you know, everything's different in every house.
Mix and match.
Yeah.
Okay, in the front beds right now. The beds are full of stickers too, so we've cleaned out the beds. Folks, I hope y'all are liking this. We got some good information already. Every time I get with Tommy, I learn something new, and I always appreciate that. That's why I like him on the show, to share his knowledge. Because you've done it for a long, long time.
I mean, I'm in running it. This is my 44th year to run it, and I grew up in it before that.
Well, I know for a fact, because when I was a little kid, especially at Christmas time, I still loved olives at Christmas time, and I still do. But, that's, you know, I think that was from your mama way back then, and all the bows and all the stuff. I mean, that was the place. You kind of was like a little Christmas getaway.
That's right.
And that's got to be, well, I'm almost 60. And I was probably, so that's got to be 50 plus years.
That's right.
So, wow. So he kind of knows what he's talking about. Question back. Okay, we've got the front bed, and it's a new construction, or fairly new, a year and a half, 2 years old. And here's what I found, and you'd help me with this. And I think I know the answer, because I think you have invented the answer. But when you dig down after just a couple of inches, you're getting a caliche, or you're getting into some not good soil.
Right.
And here we're fixing up with this expensive plant you just bought, big old plant. In it, and I'm thinking something that's not good.
It's not good. I was at the nursery one day, I don't know, 20 years ago, and a guy from Ohio State came in, and he talked about Texas dirt, and he said, "This, you don't have topsoil." He said, "Your topsoil is subsoil, would be rejected by any builder or homeowner, and all of America." Yeah, because you don't know what good topsoil is. But so even so our best stuff is their worst stuff, and then below that it's even worse.
Yeah, our clay
and caliche and stuff like that. But it's amazing how plants can adjust and grow in that. It really is amazing. If you drive around and look and areas of town that you know don't have good soil, and they're developed, their landscapes are developed. So it's amazing how it can grow out and change things. But I'm a believer in getting the plant used to the native soil, not digging, not creating a potting soil situation.
And that's what I would be thinking I would dig.
Yeah,
so I'm wrong.
I'm against that. I'm for using organic products
like olive oil,
and that will literally it stimulates the organisms and they eat the soil. They change the soil. Putting some compost in is more food for them to eat and stuff, so that's okay to do also. But mix the compost with your crappy soil, because it's going to have to grow from that hole you dug out. Get it used to somewhat of that bad soil, and it can adjust and do it. So that's my recommendation.
But when I say it, because I say it wrong, I always say olive oil, and that's not what it is. People say, "You really pour?" I said, No. I've been stopped because of this show, just FYI. And I did tweet a little deal when we did it. Remember our backyard?
Yeah.
And of course, I got tweeted because I had Claire do it and I was filming her. So I got more grief about it. But it worked.
Yeah.
And I had people say, "You said that. Did it really work?" I said, "Come look. It worked really, really well." I mean, it did. And I purposely didn't do it on the side because I wanted to see, for myself.
Yeah.
And you could tell a huge difference.
Yeah.
I ended up doing the side later because it worked.
Yeah.
But yes, but when did y'all start making that?
29 years ago, at about 92 or not 90 or so.
And it's like a seaweed or something, isn't it? It looks like it.
There is seaweed extract in it, and there's also some enzymes and some soaps and stuff. It's a mixture of things.
Well, folks, I'm going to tell you, and what I did, and Tommy told me, I had a body gallon, and kind of said, "Man, when I went through it just like that," he goes, "You're using way too much." and I did. Remember, so now I still have some, but I'm going to tell you, it works. And I'm thinking of that. So you dig your hole. Okay, let's help me here. We're going to put some plants in, let's say, what is that, a 5 gallon?
Yeah.
We're going to, bigger than that.